All right, guys, you are Locked On Falcons. Of course, I'm your host, Aaron Freeman, and I'm giving you my rapid reaction to the Falcons officially hiring Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith as their next head coach.
You are Locked On Falcons, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, guys, you know me. I'm Aaron Freeman. Been covering the Falcons for many years, formerly at FalcFans.com, RIP, still going strong on Twitter at FalcFans, and, of course, the host of this illustrious Locked On Falcons podcast, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And today I'm giving you my sort of quick, rapid reaction to the hiring of Arthur Smith. If you missed Friday morning's episode, I'm recording this Friday evening after within an hour of the news sort of being official by the Atlanta Falcons of the Falcons hiring Arthur Smith. We talked quite a bit on Friday morning's episode about Arthur Smith and his play calling, focusing on sort of the criticism that's been leveled at him for his quote unquote poor play calling in that Baltimore Ravens playoff game last week. I sort of pushed back against that. I would definitely recommend you go checking out that episode if you want to get a little deeper into that topic. But right now I'm sort of going to give you my sort of rapid reaction to the Falcons hiring Arthur Smith. Obviously, we're going to have a lot more to say about Arthur Smith in the coming days and weeks, as well as months, as this offseason continues. But sort of want to give you sort of a general overview on my thoughts on the hire. You know, I'm a fan of it. The Falcons were able to hire an offensive-minded coach. I know many, including myself, were hopeful that they would go in that direction. I think the argument has been made for why a team would prefer an offensive-minded coach is due to the fact that offenses are basically more stable from year to year in the NFL. And thus, if you have a head coach or whoever, a coordinator that can maximize your ability on that side of the ball, it's going to lead to potentially greater long-term success for your football team. And you're probably wondering, well, okay, what exactly is this offense that Arthur Smith is going to be bringing here to Atlanta? And again, I think he checks a lot of the boxes in that regard. You're getting back towards that Shanahan style of scheme on offense. And I know there's some people out there that hope that the Falcons would move away from that, but you can't help but notice that these West Coast offenses, and particularly the Shanahan style of schemes run by Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay as of lately, have been taking the league by storm over the past several years. In fact, if you go back the last seven Super Bowl contenders, and we'll see what happens this year in the Super Bowl, but the last seven Super Bowls have featured at least one team that has run some variation of the West Coast offense. And last year we saw two teams do that. So it's one of those things where Arthur Smith inherited that sort of Shanahan West Coast scheme from Matt LaFleur, currently the Green Bay Packers head coach. He ran that scheme, LaFleur scheme, the Shanahan scheme that LaFleur brought to Tennessee in 2018 better than LaFleur did and improved upon it in 2019 and 2020. You know, LaFleur was quote unquote stuck with Marcus Mariota in that 2018 season. So was Arthur Smith going into 2019. We saw that despite his performance against the Falcons early on that season, Mariota struggled in that regard. They had Ryan Tannehill as their sort of insurance backup. Tannehill stepped into the fray midway through the year and really lit things up and really was the big catalyst for why the Titans suddenly went from a team that was struggling to win games, struggling to score points, you know, over the first six or so weeks of that season outside of the Falcon game, and became a team that was a legit playoff team and ultimately was able to go to the AFC championship game last season and turn Tannehill into one of the league's most efficient quarterbacks, not only in 2019, but also in 2020. You know, when you look at metrics like adjusted net yards per attempt combined over the past 2 years, only quarterback that has been more efficient than Ryan Tannehill in that metric is Patrick Mahomes. And Tannehill is just like one or two notches right behind Mahomes in that regard. And the big reason why Tannehill has been so effective in that offense that Smith has been running is largely due to the fact that they run a high amount of play action passing. The Titans led the NFL in the highest percentage of play action passing this past year in 2020 after being very highly ranked in that regard in 2019. And they built upon that because Tannehill was one of the league's most effective quarterbacks operating out of play action in 2019. So they continue to build up on that. You expect that to help Matt Ryan's performance in the near future, as we have seen in recent years when coordinators have been committed to the play action passing. Ryan has been very effective in that regard. Obviously, going back to his MVP season being the best, but you saw it again in 2018 and even 2020. You saw the Falcons offense somewhat improve this past year from the previous year because Dirk Koetter implemented a lot more play action passing this year and was better about that. And, you know, play action, the reason why play action is such a big deal is because it creates easier reads, easier throws, bigger windows for quarterbacks. And, you know, in terms of the big plays that the Titans were able to generate with Tannehill, they ranked seventh in the NFL combined over the last 2 years in terms of 20 plus yard plays. Compare that to the Falcons, who were 18th in that ranking, or tied for 18th with the dink and dunk Saints. So that's kind of telling you how inexplosive the Falcons are, because we know Drew Brees can't throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field. And yet the Falcons haven't been able to generate more big plays over the last 2 years than the Saints team with that limitation in their offense. And, you know, a big reason why the Titans offense has been so explosive is not just because of what they can do through the air, but primarily because they are so effective at generating those explosive plays on the ground, thanks to, of course, none other than Derrick Henry, who ran for 2,000 yards this past season. And the reason why Henry has been so productive the last 2 years, led the NFL in rushing the last two seasons, has largely been spearheaded by that outside zone run scheme that comes from that Shanahan style of offense. And we've talked about how in the past the Falcons personnel, particularly on their offensive line, has been built and designed to run that scheme. And that has been a big reason why the Falcons offense running game has not been as effective as it should have been these last couple of years, because Dirk Koetter in particular was not really effective at implementing that scheme that really fit in with this current personnel. And so that shouldn't be a problem under Arthur Smith, as the Titans have been one of the teams, the league's premier outside zone teams in the past. And he's obviously not going to have a running back of Derrick Henry's caliber here in Atlanta, barring, you know, I know a lot of people are high on Najee Harris. We'll get to that, you know, in future episodes further this offseason. But, you know, the chances are very unlikely that you're going to have a 2,000-yard running back. Let's say that. Or someone who's going to rush for 1,500 yards like Henry did in 2019 anytime soon. That's very low probability of that happening, but not certainly impossible. But the reason why Derrick Henry has been so effective is largely due to the outside zone scheme. That run scheme makes running backs better. That's been true for 20 plus years, that running backs get in that scheme and suddenly see their numbers skyrocket. And that even works for Derrick Henry. So this narrative that I think that maybe some people were like, oh, Arthur Smith is a product of Derrick Henry, I think it's actually the reverse of that. You know, Derrick Henry was not very effective in the Mike Mularkey exotic smash mouth system that Mularkey had implemented in 2016 and 2017 over Henry's first, you know, couple of seasons. Even in Matt LaFleur's system, he wasn't that effective until really the last month of the season when he really started to explode. And then he continued on that path in 2019 and 2020. And we can certainly take a deeper look into this later rather than today. But what most people would be interested to find out is that Derrick Henry isn't breaking a significantly higher percentage of longer runs in Arthur Smith's offense these last couple of years than what Devontae Freeman was doing in Shanahan and Steve Sarkisian's offense from 2015 to 2017. The main difference is that those runs, when he does break them, are going for longer, largely due to the fact that when Derrick Henry gets in the open field, you know, 20 yards down the field and is one-on-one with a safety or a defensive back, he's going to run over that guy. And while Devontae Freeman is not necessarily going to do that, and so Derrick Henry is going to turn that 20-yard gain into a 40-yard gain or a 50-yard gain or sometimes even a 90-yard gain, as we've seen from Derrick Henry these last couple of years. So that's really the main difference where Derrick Henry ability really stands out, that it's really the run scheme that's creating these opportunities, particularly, you know, within the first 10 or so yards. And then Derrick Henry's sort of taking over from that point and beyond. So that's really, I think, the benefit of that outside zone scheme. And you saw it here in Atlanta. You're going to see it again back in Atlanta, hopefully under Arthur Smith as he brings that back. I think that was a big factor that attracted the Falcons to Arthur Smith. We already heard the powers that be, Rich McKay, Arthur Blank, talk about how the running game, and that was a big priority heading into this offseason to fix. I'm sure another priority for this team heading into this offseason is trying to fix their red zone struggles, where we've seen the Falcons be one of the worst teams in the NFL, ranking 25th and 26th in red zone efficiency the past 2 years. Well, guess what? No team has been more efficient in the red zone the past 2 years than, you can guess it, the Tennessee Titans under Arthur Smith. So I think Smith has a lot of positives going for him in terms of what he's going to bring to the offense side of ball. I think the big question moving forward is going to be really the leadership aspect of being a head coach, because we know it's just not simply play calling when it comes to being a head coach. And it seems like everything I've heard about Arthur Smith seems to be checking that box. You're hearing nothing but positives about him in terms of his leadership and his guidance and what he's done in Tennessee these past couple of years. Then the other big question is going to be how he fills up his staff. And a lot of people are going to be wondering, okay, who's going to be his defensive coordinator if Arthur Smith's going to take care of business on the offensive side of the ball? And that's going to be a big question for whether or not the Falcons defense will be able to make significant strides, because we know that's another area of the roster that this coaching staff or this regime, I'm sorry, the powers that be want this new coaching staff and regime to be able to build upon. And I've already seen some people throw some names out there. Time will tell if these are the guys that, but you have people like Jerry Gray, who's currently the Packers defensive backs coach, also spent considerable amount of time coaching up those defensive backs in Minnesota the last couple of years. I've seen Greg Williams' name thrown around. Dean Pease, the former Ravens and Titans defensive coordinator, also is a person that people have sort of been connecting to Arthur Smith. So we'll see how that plays out and whether or not Arthur Smith will go in one of those directions or go in a different direction as far as his defensive coordinator. And of course, we'll find out more about the rest of his coaching staff moving forward. But I think all in all, this is a great hire for the Falcons. It seems to be the type of hire that they want, that when you look at sort of the marriage of the current team's personnel that was built to be a certain style of offense, with what Arthur Smith's going to bring to the table, it seems like a very good marriage. So I think for some of you folks out there that were hoping for the Falcons to get a completely fresh start and start over with a completely different offense, probably not going to be the case. You're going to see a lot of familiar concepts under Arthur Smith with this offense that we've seen this Falcon team run successfully over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. I think if you're hopeful that this new coach would be able to find a way to get the most out of Matt Ryan for the however long Matt Ryan is with this team, potentially Julio Jones as well. You look at that Tennessee Titans offense, you see the comparisons between A.J. Brown and Julio Jones and how A.J. Brown's been so effective in that offense the last couple of years. That's a positive sign for Julio Jones. Again, Ryan Tannehill, a veteran quarterback that, you know, paled in comparison to what Matt Ryan has been in Atlanta. You know, when you look at Tannehill's lack of success or mediocrity in Miami, and you say, okay, if Arthur Smith can take that type of quarterback and turn him into, you know, essentially a notch below MVP caliber quarterback play in terms of his production, what can he do for Matt Ryan, who is a significantly better quarterback? So I think there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful and optimistic that we could see this Falcon team get back on track and get back to their winning ways. Of course, time is going to tell in that regard. And of course, you know, as time rolls on, you will, of course, be able to hear my sultry voice as we talk all things Falcons this offseason, as we continue to get these updates on what the Falcons are going to do this offseason. Of course, we're still waiting on the sort of official naming of Terry Fontenot as the general manager, and the expectation, at least the hope, is that we'll hear that on Monday, because that will mean that the New Orleans Saints were eliminated this weekend. So we'll be waiting on that move, but that seems all but locked up as well. So again, great hire for the Falcons. We'll keep you guys covered right here on Locked On Falcons. Of course, you can check me out. And if you want to hit me up and ask your questions or send me any type of feedback or tell me how you feel about this Arthur Smith hire, as well as the Terry Fontenot impending hire, of course, you can hit me up on Twitter at Locked On Falcons, via Facebook at Locked On Falcons, or you can send an email to LockedOnFalcons@mail.com. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great weekend. Until then.